I'm so glad to be together today and to have friends from away back with us on the sunny, cloudy, warm, almost dear God, many blessings be upon us and upon those who cannot be here with us today. We reach out to them with our love and our thoughts. Our opening prayer, because today is Girl Scout Sunday, comes from, extracted from the Girl Scout law. And let us pray it in unison. I will do my best to be honest and fair, friendly and helpful, considerate and caring, courageous and strong, and responsible. And to respect others, respect authority,
use resources
wisely, and make the world a better place. Our opening hymn is Seeking First, written in Psalm 405. This hymn is which?
Thank you. Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will make my covenant between me and you, and will make you exceedingly numerous. Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the ancestor of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your offspring after you throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant after you. The second reading this morning is Romans. And it is chapter 4, verses 13 to 25. Whoops, I was supposed to be on Genesis, wasn't it? Genesis 15 through 17. God said to Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, you shall not call her Sarah, but Sarah, for shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall give rise to nations. Kings of people shall come from her. And in Romans 13 to 25. For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law and through the righteousness of faith. If it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law begins with wrath, but where there is no law, neither is there a violation. For this reason it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also those who share the faith of Abraham, for he is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, the presence of the God of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. Hoping that against hope, he believed that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, so numerous shall your descendants be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was already as good as dead, for he was about 100 years old. And when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb, no distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, being fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Therefore his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now the words it was reckoned to him were written not for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be reckoned to us that we believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was handed over to death for our trespasses, and was raised for our justification. And the third reading this morning is from Mark, and it is chapter 8, 31 to 38. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering, and be rejected by the elders, the chief, the priests, and the scribes, and be killed after 3 days, rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to be saved, who want to save their life, will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation of them, the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of the Father with the holy angels.
The Lord is with you.